Of the group, the mother alone stood out as having that force and determination which, however blind or erroneous, makes for self-preservation, if not success, in life. She, more than any of the others, stood up with an ignorant yet somehow respectable air of conviction. If you had watched her, her hymn book dropped to her side, her glance directed straight before her into space, you would have said, "Well, here is one who, whatever her defects, probably does what she believes as nearly as possible." A kind of hard, fighting faith in the wisdom and mercy of that definite overruling and watchful power which she proclaimed was written in her every feature and gesture. "The love of Jesus saves me whole. The love of God my steps control." She sang resonantly, if slightly nasally, between the towering walls of the adjacent buildings. The boy moved restlessly from one foot to the other, keeping his eyes down and for the most part only half singing. A tall and as yet slight figure, surmounted by an interesting head and face, white skin, dark hair, he seemed more keenly observant and decidedly more sensitive than most of the others, appeared indeed to resent and even to suffer from the position in which he found himself. Plainly pagan rather than religious, life interested him, although as yet he was not fully aware of this. All that could be truly said of him now was that there was no definite appeal in all this for him. He was too young, his mind much too responsive to phases of beauty and pleasure which had little, if anything, to do with the remote and cloudy romance which swayed the minds of his mother and father.